It is time for another edition of the Rural Intelligence Report with Mark Williams of RuralIntelligence.com. One place to go to find out what's going on, what's been going on, and what's coming up in our region, and a chronological calendar of coming events. Mark, we say good day to you as well.
Good day and good week. A lot going on. So, I've tried to pare it down. But don't forget, Marshall, that if people don't spot something they fancy in when we're talking together, there's still a lot more things going on in the area which are always chronicled, or not all of them are chronicled, but a lot of them are chronicled in the Rural Intelligence event section. So do go there if you are still looking for something to do.
And so many things are chronicled in that, in our new Robinhood Radio app, which you can download.
Mm-hmm.
The event listings are a direct link to ruralintelligence.com because no one puts it out better or easier to understand than Rural Intelligence. So with that being said, let's start off at the top of the list, and that's at PS21 in Chatham, New York.
Yeah, PS21 with its new theater is just having a great year. And this week, starting on Thursday, September the 27th, and actually running through Sunday the 30th, they are showing a play. It's called Grant and Twain. It's a new play by Elizabeth Diggs, and I'm going to come back to her in a second. It tells the story of a remarkable time and an amazing situation. I was unaware of this, but at the age of 62, Ulysses Grant was bankrupted in a Wall Street scandal and swindle. Anyway, his only hope to restore both his honor and his money, as it were, and save his family, memoirs. And this news of this problem brought Mark Twain, who was an old friend of his, to his side. And apparently Twain was just absolutely infuriated by the terms offered by the publisher, who he felt just wasn't paying a fair amount to Grant. So he then proposed, and it was a pretty audacious proposal, I guess, that he actually publish Ulysses Grant's memoirs himself and make it the biggest bestseller in American history. Anyway, so the story itself is absolutely fascinating. And it's been made into this play by Elizabeth Diggs. It starts on Thursday the 27th at PS21 in Chatham. But if you want more background on this, we actually interviewed Elizabeth Diggs in Rural Intelligence this week. So there's a whole story and a whole background on both Elizabeth and this particular story in Rural Intelligence. So if you have a chance, do go to ruralintelligence.com and check out the story, find out about this, and try and get along. As I say, it starts on Thursday the 27th and runs through Sunday. Get along to the play. It sounds absolutely fascinating.
In Lenox, we will head there on September 27th, the Berkshire Playwrights Lab.
Yeah, another play. This is the Berkshire Playwrights Lab, and they are all about presenting staged readings of plays. And they have a collaboration with the Mount. They do many of them at the Mount in Lenox. And on Thursday evening, September the 27th, they are having two plays which are being read. It starts with a reading of Edith Wharton's Kate Spain, which was inspired by the story of Lizzie Borden. And then the second reading will be called Lady Randy by Anne Underland. Anyway, it's the story of Jenny Jerome, the daughter of the wealthy New York family who married Lord Randolph Churchill. So it's a fascinating story. After the playwrights have their reading, their stage readings, there's a reception and a talk back. So it really is interactive and great fun. It starts at 5 o'clock on Thursday at the Mount, and you will have to get tickets in advance because these things tend to sell out. They really are very popular.
All right, let's go Unvarnish Beethoven next on the 27th.
Yeah, I saw this, and it's sort of I like looking at things which are slightly unusual or something you don't necessarily think of. But the Gunn Memorial Library on Thursday evening, that's in Washington, are having Dr. Vincent DeLuise, who apparently is the cultural ambassador for the Waterbury Symphony Orchestra. Now, goodness only knows the Waterbury Symphony Orchestra has a cultural ambassador. Isn't that, I think that's pretty amazing. Anyway, he's really a frequent lecturer on the humanities. And what he's doing at the Gunn Library on Thursday evening is presenting a sort of musically enhanced visual presentation, which is called Beethoven Unvarnished. It's a presentation on Ludwig van Beethoven's life, his music, and his legacy. I think it sounds like a great way of sitting back and enjoying and learning about Beethoven and his impact from a fascinating lecturer. So that's that starts at 6:30 at the Gunn Memorial Library on Thursday the 27th.
We will then move on to the poster sale at Stair Galleries. Actually, a couple of things coming up at Stair Galleries.
Well, you say that because I love going to auction sales, and I love going to the previews and checking them out. And at Stair Galleries, on the 28th, they're having two auctions. One, as you say, in the morning, the poster sale, at this, which is a sale of these large, many of them are large posters. They include the early 19th century lithographic works by Toulouse-Lautrec, and there's even a signed exhibition poster by Picasso. There are going to be some early French exhibition posters. So these are really gallery posters from the 1930s and even through the 1980s. And there are some Russian ones as well by Alexander Rodchenko. So really interesting, fascinating posters. And so I love them. But then at 6 o'clock in the evening, there's an art and design auction, which includes a whole lot of sort of mid-century furniture, chairs, farm tables, and photographs and upholstered sofas and things like that, which are livable items that you can actually use in your own home. They're very affordable, very easy to live with. And so if actually you're looking for a little extra furniture for the house, then these are definitely things you might think about again. So that's on Friday the 28th. But of course, you do need to go to the previews, or it really helps to go to the previews to check out before you arrive. So do that in the next few days. So that's Friday the 28th at Stair Galleries in Hudson.
We can head to Poughkeepsie, New York, Vassar Hall, their annual art sale and live auction.
Yeah, we've talked about this for the last, I think, 3 years or so, Marshall. Vassar have this amazing project. It started in 2001. It's called the Vassar Haiti Project, and it's all about, it's so important, engaging students in sort of life-changing experiential education. And this one, it concentrates on sort of global citizenship. And they've done that by going and working with Haitians and Haiti to try and foster sustainable development in Haiti. Now, they do that, and one of the ways they do that and finance it is through art sales, which not only supports the work of these hundreds of artists in Haiti that they're working with, but they also then spend the money on this sustainable development as well. And for the last few years, we've talked about this. This year, starting on Friday, September the 28th, and then running through the Sunday, the 30th, they are having this big annual art sale. There's going to be a live auction, as you say. You're going to have to check on the website for all the times and the details and whatever it is. But they really need people like us to go and to bid on and to buy some fantastic art. And by the way, I've looked at some of the pictures online, haven't actually seen it in person. But some of these pictures look absolutely spectacular. So do check out the website. Do check out the art available. And if you're looking for some paintings for the house or some artwork for the house, this definitely may well be a great opportunity for you. So as I say, it starts on Friday the 28th and then runs through Sunday.
We will move on to West Stockbridge, documenting the White House from the wings.
Yeah, I love this, particularly at the moment in the White House. So in the old town hall in West Stockbridge, they're putting on more talks and events and whatever it is. And this talk is actually, as you say, all about documenting the White House from the wings. It's the former photo archivist, Janet Phillips, and she is going to be coming and talking about, putting on a big slideshow about all of the photos that they've been collecting for over she was there 30 years. So really absolutely fascinating history of America through really troubled and interesting times one way and another. It sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fascinating slideshow with a lot to really get through one way and another. It starts at 6 o'clock on Friday evening, the 28th, in West Stockbridge at the Old Town Hall.
We will then move on to a pretty cool thing, and that is the Berkshire Pottery Tour on the 29th.
Yep. This one's easy because, in a sense, it's a self-guided motor tour of up to 6 working potteries and studios all around the Southern Berkshires. You can go to one or you can go to all 6. And it's both on Saturday the 29th and on Sunday the 30th. There's a studio, Ben Evans Studios in Richmond. There's Paula Chelan, she's in Stockbridge. One of my favorites is Elian Grenadier in Monterey. But there are potteries in Housatonic and in New Marlborough as well. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. You have to go to the website. It's called Berkshire Pottery Tour. Of course, you can go via Rural Intelligence. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. It goes till 5 o'clock in the evening, both on Saturday and Sunday. And so it gives you an excuse to go and maybe pick up a little bit of pottery one way and another. Maybe you need some new plates or some decorative items. So great fun.
On the 29th, Hancock Shaker Village has their country fair.
Yeah, 29th and the 30th, this is our opportunity to take part in a country fair, as you say. Hancock Shaker Village has got everything: workshops, they've got sit-in demonstrations, they've got the big harvest quilts exhibition, which I've actually entered to get for their drawing. And you actually, if you win, you win a quilt. They have local farmers will be there. There are going to be all sorts of artisans. There's a hot sauce contest as well. There are lots of kid-friendly activities. So a lot to do. And at the same time, they are the beginning and end at Hancock Shaker Village, the start and the end of the Farm to Fork Fondo bike ride. Again, all the details are in Rural Intelligence, and you click through to the Hancock Shaker Village. This is a big bike ride round the Berkshires, so where you can stop on the way whilst you're cycling and stop into various farms and buy produce. I don't know how you're going to be able to cycle with all the produce you pick up, but anyway, it's great fun. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday, the 29th and 30th, at the Hancock Shaker Village.
Well, we can move on to the Wilderstein in Rhinebeck, New York. And, of course, you love goats.
Yeah. I know. I'm the person who always mentions this. Yeah, I am biased. Well, apparently the Wilderstein has been utilizing goats to clear brush and control invasive vegetation and whatever it is for years. I didn't know this. But anyway, if you're interested in finding out about this program or about having goats of your own, this is an opportunity to go to the Wilderstein Historic Site, check out the site, and as we go into the fall, it looks like it's going to be a lovely weekend for that. You'll get to see their goats. And Stephanie Wyant will be there. She is the Wilderstein's goat herder. And she's also a co-owner of the Hudson Valley Kinders and Critters organization. So she is going to give a talk about goat keeping and all the things you need to do if you're thinking of having goats of your own. It's Saturday the 29th at 10 o'clock in the morning, obviously at the Wilderstein Historic Site. So definitely check that out.
And what better can you combine than farm and an art tour in Chatham on the 29th?
Yeah, good idea. It's all about the Keep Chatham Farming Organization. They are an agricultural partnership and with local farmers. And the idea is that they've organized a self-guided bike and car tour. So you can do this on the bike as well as doing it on the car. And it's of area farms. And those farms themselves are having all sorts of demonstrations with local farm products for sale, all sorts of things like that. So if you bring your camera, you can enter. Take your camera and you can enter your best shot of the day into their video photography film contest. And it's free to enter, and you might win a prize. And of course, in the meantime, you get to go and shop on all these farms and support local farm products as well. So check out the website with all the details. That's the Chatham Farm and Our Art Tour. It's only on Saturday, the 29th. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning, runs till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
And then there is the Apple Harvest Festival in Litchfield.
Yeah, Litchfield Historical Society recently opened up the Tapping Reeve Meadow in Litchfield, and they have really started a whole series of events there. And so the Tapping Reeve Meadow will be the location for their first Apple Harvest Festival. And it really is lovely. It's a great opportunity to see Tapping Reeve Meadows and gardens. And by the way, I'll come back to that in a second. But anyway, they're having a big afternoon. It's filled with live music from MJK music. There's going to be an apple pie contest, as you would expect. There's going to be wool and woodworking demonstrations and crafts and games. I think the thing that will be interesting for a lot of people is that every hour on the hour, there's actually a little tour of the Tapping Reeve Meadows and the area that's sort of around it. So do check that out if you get a chance. Now, it all starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday the 29th, obviously in Litchfield at the Tapping Reeve Meadow. By the way, they are also having an apple pie, a homemade apple pie contest. So you do, if you're thinking about making an apple pie, making an extra one and take it along to the contest as well. Before you do that, by the way, check out the rules so you know all the rules about making the apple pie. But I think that will be a great fun afternoon and a way to participate locally there in Litchfield.
All right, Mr. Good Food makes an appearance in our era, in our area on the 29th. Michael Pollan.
Yes, well, he's very interesting. This is a very interesting book, and I've heard Michael Pollan talk about his latest book. He's going to be at the James Barron Art Shop in Kent. It's all to talk about this new book, which has got a very long title, and I'll read it out now. It's How to Change Your Mind, What the New Science of Psychedelics Teaches Us About Consciousness, Dying, Addiction, Depression, and Transcendence. And it is absolutely fascinating. For many years now, we've been told how LSD and other psychedelic drugs are really destructive and whatever it is. Well, they're now using the LSD to provide relief to people suffering from very hard-to-treat conditions like depression, addiction, and even anxiety. And obviously, you know, they're done in a very medically-oriented way. So, and he went and investigated this in great depth, and he's going to be there. Reading from his book, there's going to be a reception. It starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and there will be talking. There'll be an opportunity to ask some questions. I think there'll be a lot of questions one way and another. And then there'll be a book signing as well. So it all starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, James Barron Art in Kent, and runs till 6 o'clock. I think that it will be, having heard him talk, it will be absolutely fascinating to a lot of people.
And Porch Fest is back in Rhinebeck.
Yeah, that's great fun. They have done a fantastic job in the last few years. I think this is the third annual Rhinebeck Porch Fest, and what a great idea. There are so many wonderful porches in and around Rhinebeck where you can set up a band, a group, and have music. And this year, this has grown. I think it's even bigger than before. So they're having over 100 musicians and bands playing a whole wide range of musics, from jazz, classical, blues, pop, rock, folk, Irish music, all sorts of music one way and another. And this year, at the end of the whole show, they have it ends at 5:30, But then the idea is that everyone will be paraded sort of New Orleans style by a brass band to the Rhinebeck Village's municipal lot for a big grand finale performance from 6 till 7. It sounds like a great fun event. You can go in, it's all free of charge. You can wander around town, listen to some music here, listen to some music there. It goes on come rain or shine. You have to go to the website to find out who is playing where and when, and all the bits and pieces that go with it. It starts at 11:30 in the morning, and as I say, the grand finale all finishes around 7 o'clock in the evening. And well done to Rhinebeck for promoting this and developing it. It really is a great, fun idea, which has really taken off successfully.
Leaf Peeper Concerts in Great Barrington on the 29th.
Yeah, there are a couple of classic concerts. Let me run through them I spotted. One is, you say, in Great Barrington at St. James Place. They are having the Leaf Peeper Concert with the Neve Trio. This is the second Leaf Peeper concert of the season, and they're playing a program of music by Haydn, Bernstein, and Brahms. And this one also is going to feature a world premiere of a quartet by a young American composer called Dale Trumbull. Anyway, that's at 5 o'clock in the evening on Saturday the 29th at St. James's Place in Great Barrington. But a bit further north, up in New Lebanon, the Tannery Pond concerts continue. And on Saturday evening, it's a violin and piano program with Paul Hang and his wife or his sister, Helen Hang. And that's at 6 o'clock in the evening. The Tannery Pond concerts up there in New Lebanon.
We can head to Chatham, New York, on the 29th as well.
Yep, this is a big story as well for us in Rural Intelligence this week. In Chatham and then in Hudson, it starts off at the Crandall Theatre and then it goes to Hudson Art. There is a screening and a talk to benefit an organization called Wise Bodies. So the screening is of a film called Thirsty. This is a highly acclaimed, award-winning film. It is a documentary, and it will be followed by the question and answer with the film star, Scott Townsend, who is also known as a drag queen, Thirsty Burlington. The producer is also going to be there, and her name is Lisa Thomas. Anyway, the film is a true life sort of adventure documenting it's documenting Scott Townsend's life, really from his youth in the projects just outside Boston. And he is now this sort of really revered drag queen in Provincetown, Massachusetts. It is a pretty amazing musical. It's very life-affirming. This is important because it's a fundraiser for this non-profit organization called Wise Bodies. They'll be able to talk about Wise Bodies in the question and afterwards. Rural Intelligence wrote this story up. Wise Bodies is a Chatham-based non-profit organization started about 6 years ago by Isa Coffey. And she's a longtime nurse and sex educator in the area. And it's all about how to create a safe and shame-free environment where students of any age could learn about whole body health, as it were, where there are no questions which are off limits. It's been remarkably successful in really allowing young people to ask questions which perhaps they couldn't do at school or in public places. So it's really doing some really wonderful work. We've written it up in Rural Intelligence, so check that out. And, of course, all the details about the Crandall Theatre screening is. But then after this, later in the evening, there is going to be a performance in the Orr Gallery in Hudson, which I think Scott Townsend, or Thirsty Burlington, as he's known as, will be performing as well. So it's a whole afternoon and evening of events there. It starts at 1 o'clock. The screening is at 1 o'clock. as I say, in the Crandall Theatre on Saturday the 29th. And so if you'd like to go along and support them, I think they would really appreciate it.
On the 29th in Sandusfield, book talk and klezmer music.
Yeah, well, we're biased here at Rural Intelligence for a couple of reasons. One is the Sandusfield Arts Centre puts on some all sorts of fun and unusual events, and this one looks like a really fascinating subject that I've never heard of before. It's a talk by the author Lorraine German about her new book, which is called Soil and Shul in the Berkshires, The Untold Story of Sandusfield's Jewish Farm Colony. Who knew that there was a Jewish farm colony in Sandusfield? It seems unlikely. But anyway, it's a whole book about this little-known story and how the Jewish farm community really made quite a big impact on the area. Now, following the talk, they've asked the clarinetist Paul Green and the keyboard artist and arranger Bob Weiner, and they are going to bring their klezmer group, and they're going to be performing a whole series of traditional klezmer classics along with more contemporary Jewish pieces from the U.S. And, of course, we are completely biased on this because Paul Green is the husband of Lisa Green, who is our editor at Rural Intelligence, and he is an incredibly talented clarinetist and klezmer player as well. Anyway, there will be signed copies of Lorraine German's book available at the event. She's obviously going to be, it will be a fascinating talk. It's on Saturday, September the 29th, as I say, in Sandusfield. Check out the full details and the time on ruralintelligence.com and also check out the directions. It's difficult to find if you don't know your way to the Sandusfield Arts Center.
And we will wrap up our week in Rhinebeck, New York, a community concert at the Wilderstein Historic Site.
Yep, back to Wilderstein on Sunday, September the 30th, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The Rhinebeck Chamber Music Society and the Frost Memorial Fund will be having a concert. It's featuring the vocalist Theo Blechman and the guitarist Ben Monder. And the whole idea is to go a bit early, around lunchtime, 12, 1 o'clock, to walk the trails around Wilderstein, which are looking absolutely fascinated at the moment. You can actually take a guided tour of Daisy Suckley's house at the moment as well, and then you can relax, look over the Hudson River, enjoy a picnic, and some fantastic live music. As I say, the live music starts at 2 o'clock, but do get there early and wander around the Wilderstein Historic Site and check it out, all in Rhinebeck on Sunday, September the 30th.
Another busy week, and I'm sure there's more ahead. Mark, we'll speak to you next week.
Definitely. I look forward to it. Thanks very much, Marshall.